biggest thing I thought, you know, leaving this game, we're really this offseason trying to create a standard of how we want to play and how we want to operate. And we didn't get to that standard tonight. And that's something that we'll look at real closely to say, you know, why there's tons of stuff in this game to teach from, both on third down, defensively. I thought that's what kind of made the first half funky, where we didn't get as many ops to have the ball, and they extended some drives. So for that part, we got a lot of work to do. Wasn't as pleased with the tackling and speed that we wanted to play with defensively. And then just, you know, running the ball. I was hoping we'd have more ops for that. So that's where it went. Good time for us as a group to learn from it. Some adversity, some guys in different roles, and that's kind of what this preseason is about, looking at different guys in different spots, and we did that tonight. So we got a lot of evaluations, and Thomas and I will look at a bunch of these guys hard as we get through the tape tomorrow. So with that, I'll open it up to your guys' questions. Well, he's kind of answered the bell each time, talking about Devondre and the challenge that we've had. We love his lengths there, you know, in terms of covering tight ends and backs. He's answered all the challenges that we've had so far in the preseason, and, you know, that today was another extension of that.
Can you update us on the injury situation, specifically with Kiara and Julio?
Sure. Sure. I think Julio will hopefully be back in short order and hopefully as quick as Sunday. So I think he definitely wanted to go back in. And it was just, for me, really a coach's decision where I said, okay, you're done. And he definitely wanted to go. He was loose and ready to go. But Keanu, we'll take a picture of him tomorrow. So I don't have an update until tomorrow, but I'll be glad to update you guys with that information just as soon as I know. Past that, the other guys seem to have more minor things. We'll take a look at, you know, when we get back home tonight.
Yes.
We have led, and that was a big part of the area of emphasis. So there were some good teaching moments, both offensively and defensively. And we know we're not there yet. And I think that's the main thing. We're going right back to it, and we're going to go right back in the red zone and get our game exactly like we want. So earlier I said we were looking to create a standard, and in some parts of our game we didn't uphold that tonight. And for that adversity, we spent a lot of time in the offseason creating that, and we're going to go right back to it to say how do we, you know, improve from this performance heading into next week's game.
The pass rush, were they getting out quick? They weren't getting there? What was going on?
Usually it's a combination of both. You know, there's definitely times when there were some long yardage situations. Those were not quick game passes. And then some of the others where there's the third down and two, threes, and four. So generally we're at our best when we're looking at some of those longer yardage ones. I was disappointed to see the long quarterback run as the opening play. But then as far as the third down goes, you know, finishing at 50%, not good enough for what we're trying to become.
You started off with a turnover on your first defensive drive.
Yeah, we thought that was appropriate on turnover Thursday. It was Thursday, so we thought that would be a good way to get it going. And we thought we'd have some ops at the football tonight. We didn't convert on a few others that we thought we had some chances at. And that part of our game, you know, we still got work to do. And that's never stopping in terms of, you know, our mindset and attitude for the ball. But we're going right back to it. And this week there's plenty of things for us to improve upon. And that's what we're heading to do.
Bon. Coach, how did you assess Matt's play?
Well, for sure, I'll go back and look at it. I just felt like the first half, we didn't have a lot of plays, Vaughn. That was the one thing defensively that I thought we had, you know, difficult time stopping them on third down. So I think they finished with 20-some plays in the first half. And really, that's why we decided to have them go out again to start the third quarter. We just didn't get the quite work that we had hoped to going into the game. So I know we made some good throws, and we'll go back and look at the turnover and how that took place in the red zone. Well, the run game was the area that we really wanted to get push on. And so for us, not having the success in the run game early was a significant one. I think, like I said, just because we were behind some early, you know, without time of possession, I think we only had 6 or 7 runs in the first half. So that's for sure not our style of how we want to play. Those games happen where you're out of whack in the first half and don't have a lot of plays, and that was the case tonight. We'll have to give Miami credit for, you know, converting some of the third downs that they had in the first half to create that situation. Yeah, well, number one, correct. It was good to have him back in the lineup, and it was a big nickel game. We knew that going in that would probably be the case, and I think we played you know, over 40 snaps defensively nickel and the rest in base. But for him getting a good work with the guys that he's going to play next to, it was good to have him back out there for sure, Lynn.
What about J.D. McKissick, another strong performance from him? What have you seen from him over the past?
JD just continues to explode up the field, and I think it's the kickoff returns. We saw him again as a factor on offense, but the battle, you know, for sure is there, and it's a very competitive group, our wide receiver group is, and they take great pride in that. So Nick's that way, he's that way, Fuller's that, you know, there's a whole group of guys who are really battling. They totally support one another, which you like to see, but he brings the juice and certainly brings some energy for us, especially in the kickoff return.
Coach,
Yeah, he certainly had some nice catches, and we wanted to see him on the backside in the run game. Could he be a factor in that as well? The one turnover is one. It's hard lessons to learn in those scars, like where you've got to complete catches going all the way down to the ground with the ball. So that part of our game, we still have work to do when we have turnovers and we come out in the minus defensively as well to make sure that we're creating them. But overall, I was glad to see him get a good bit of work.
You talked about Devon earlier.
Sure. Yep, and Spoons played quite a bit in the base package as well. So we're leaning, you know, there's going to be a number of guys who are going to play for us inside to play with the speed and effort and tenacity that we want to play with. It's going to take multiple guys. And so inside, Jones and Campbell and Spoon are certainly going to be big factors for us.
And Warlow.
Yeah, and Warlow too, yep. But those three are getting the bulk of the reps.